Labor Secretary Marty Walsh is meeting today with rail companies and unions as the Biden administration tries to prevent a freight train strike. That strike could begin as early as Friday, and it would stop cross-country rail shipments and even passenger rail service. Here's Abe Eshkenazi, CEO of the Association for Supply Chain Management.
We're talking a significant amount of movement of goods and services from raw materials to finished goods. At almost every aspect, the supply chain relies on the rails from the ports to our consumers and to the warehouses.
Let's bring in here and now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jane.
What's the potential impact on us?
Well, almost everything we use, some part of that thing's journey very often took place by rail. So even if you see, just to use one example, the Amazon or the UPS or the FedEx truck drive your goods to your door or, you know, whatever you've bought at the store, very good chance that at some point from when whatever it is arrived at a port from overseas, you know, got on a rail car and then maybe was transferred to a truck. So like you say, billions of dollars and a whole lot of hassle.
The Biden administration has worked out an agreement on significant wage increases for workers, but some unions have tentatively agreed to this, but others haven't. What is not yet resolved here?
Right, we're talking about a 22% over 3 years, a big wage increase. Unions kind of feel like they have their moment here, Jane, where, you know, just with everything going on in the world, where they can get the raises they want. Not so much about that, as you said, we're talking about work rules by all appearances. So, you know, how quickly can your employer force you to change your shift or to work a holiday? Those kinds of things. They're looking for more protections right now than the railroads seem to have conceded.
There's just a huge amount of cargo that could grind to a halt, as you say. 30% of all items transported in the U.S. are shipped by train. Is there any possible workaround here?
There's not. There's just not enough capacity in the system. It's not as though there are enough empty trucks, especially, I mean, and that's true even on a good day, but you think now of the supply chain issues that we have in this country, there's just not slack capacity. There would be a huge impact if, in fact, big if, but it's coming closer, this strike happens.
So the Biden administration and Congress do have the power to force railway employees back to work. Don't think that would be particularly popular with workers. When's the last time a president took action on something like this?
Something this big, you'd go back to 1992. President Bush, the first President Bush, was indeed president. And there was a strike. It lasted only a couple of days, and it ended after Congress, both houses of Congress, overwhelmingly, so bipartisan, we're talking, passed legislation that the president signed to go ahead and force them back to work. Politically, no winners here, but you're right that labor unions, if you think about things generally aligned, wouldn't want the president forcing them back to work. But they're just trying to get a better deal, and there could be a deal to be had. Leaves everybody happy enough.
Certainly an impact on passenger rail service as well. Seth Kaplan, transportation analyst. Seth, thank you.
Thank you, Jane.